This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, back again for another overview of things that are, I don't know, some people say touchy-feely. It's another dimension to our lives that many people don't often explore, and so that's why I have done this sort of as a public service to bring people around to understanding that sixth power that we have, the sense that sometimes you feel and you don't really understand, and sometimes you don't even want to admit it to yourself that you're thinking or feeling whatever it is that you are. I want to welcome in Elliot Richardson, who is a psychologist and an author. He's a love and joy coach, which is where I would like to begin with you, Mr. Robertson. I love that description. What exactly, from your perspective, is a love and joy coach? How does it work, and how do you work?
Yeah, I used to call myself a happiness coach, and happiness, I think, means a lot of different things to different people. So I thought love and joy coach might be a little bit more clear. And I'd love to begin by sort of answering that question just by sharing a story of something that happened to me today. I was at a cafe having a cup of tea, and I noticed that somebody was saying to somebody else, "No, no, stay here. I'm going to buy the coffee for you." The lady in front of her was on her way out the door. She had apparently forgotten her credit card, and she ordered her coffee, dug through her purse looking for her credit card or some cash. Mm-hmm. When the coffee arrived, she realized that she was penniless, and when she was on her way out the door, the next person in line insisted on paying for the coffee. The lady who had ordered it was a little bit meek and like, "Are you sure? You don't have to." But the lady behind her really wanted to. She said, "It's my pleasure." And she said, "It's happened to me before." It was just a wonderful thing to sit there a few feet away and watch.
You know, this sort of brings something to the focus. What a wonderful, great story. And there ought not to be, I think with most of us, if we look around, there's probably not one single day of your life when somebody in the world doesn't make it a better place by, in this case, is this called paying it forward? I don't know how you describe it, just being nice, being kind. The universe loves stuff like that. And
absolutely.
It's good.
And you know, the scientific research shows that the one who's being kind gets a lift in their happiness level, and the one who's receiving the kindness does. And not only that, but there I was watching it, and I became happier. The scientific research shows that.
Yeah. So and what happens to our body are endorphins, all kinds of things. We see stuff like that, and it just, you're right, it will, you may not be able to describe exactly how you feel other than you're happier for seeing something like that. Great example, and I hope there were some children around, although in a Starbucks you're not likely to see too many children, but the idea of doing that sort of thing, helping somebody else that way, it's inexpensive. It was kind of like, I'm going to tell you another story. I actually have to post this picture on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. My grandson and I were out walking in one of the parks here in Los Angeles over the weekend, and he saw a pile of bottle caps that were laying underneath the table in the park. So he looked at me and said, "Gramps, I don't like that." And my mummy wouldn't like it either. So he said, "Okay, well, let's go over and pick them up." So he got on his hands and knees, and there must have been 150 bottle caps, and he picked them all up. He gave them to me to throw in the rubbish barrel, and people going by were looking at him and watching him do this. A couple of homeless people who were handy by, because they're all over the place here in L.A., and maybe they were responsible for it. I don't know, but Miles picked all of them up, and people were very happy about that. So it's another, there are examples. My point in telling the story, Elliot, is that there are examples everywhere, every day, if you choose to see them.
Absolutely. I so appreciate that story, and I can't help but think that it was a wonderful moment of the little kid giving a gift to himself without even realizing it. Mm-hmm. He gave himself to experience his nobility. He gave himself the gift of, reinforcing that nobility, that mechanism within him.
Do you know what he said to me? He looked at me and said, Gramps, our family doesn't litter. That's what he looked at me just like that and said it very matter-of-factly. Gramps, our family doesn't litter. And so in that sense, there's a teaching moment. There's all kinds of stuff that comes out of it. But again, the point isn't necessarily just that. It's all about setting an example. Because he had seen me earlier in another part of the park pick up a couple of cups, the plastic cups that had been broken. And I picked them up and threw them in the rubbish pile. People kept walking by him and looking at him. I just went over and I picked them up. And I didn't even notice that he noticed. And then he, he did that other stuff. So it's all encompassing. It's all good. It just is the simplest things sometimes make a lot of sense, and they are meaningful. That sort of brings me around to something else that you do. There's a great website, by the way, if you want to check out Elliot Robertson's website. It's sayyestolifebook.com, because that's the book that you have written. What spurred you on to write this?
Initially it just started sort of coming to me. I used to have a habit of writing poems every morning, and one line would, I would just get one line come to me, and then the next line would show up after the first line was written. Yeah. So this was just a bunch of paragraphs that came to me. And after I started writing about it, writing a bunch of stuff, I realized, I have a theme here. The theme is Say Yes to Life. And then I realized, I can divide it up in these sections.
Well, I think what happens is, that's called automatic writing for people who don't know. You don't know what you're doing. You just let your hands go and you write either longhand or you use the computer or type, whatever it is. But I think that stuff comes to some people if they let themselves have access to that talent. We're talking to Elliot Robertson, the author of Say Yes to Life, 7 Keys to Living Full Out from Within. So we'll talk more about those philosophies and how to help you find true happiness. There's a lot of stuff in the book, and there's a lot of stuff from his experience that's worth highlighting here. Elliot Robertson with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. Now it's time for us to help you use your power to lose weight. The holidays are over. We're finished, done. Valentine's Day is over and done. So we are actually finished the 3-month opening, if you will, for holidays and having a good time and drinking and eating and gaining weight. So you didn't do what I advised you to do back last Thanksgiving and take Calitrin as a preventative. So that's okay if you didn't. Now's the time to get started. There's no time like the present to go to Calitrin.com. See for yourself all the success stories. Well, they have an 86% success rate, so you're not going to see them all there. But you'll see typical men and women stories on weight loss and how for the past 20-some-odd years, the folks at Calitrin have been helping people with an all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free product whose main ingredient is collagen, protein, and aloe vera, lose weight, gain muscle. This is a fabulous story. You can be part of the story. And by the way, you get better sleep and shed pounds all at the same time using Calitrin. So go to Calitrin.com. Check out the success stories. Order yourself a 90-day supply. Save $20 off every bottle. I suggest you stay on the program 5 to 6 months. A bottle is good for a month. So get 5 or 6 bottles now that the savings is this big. And enjoy the success that so many other people have had losing weight the safe way, the actually easy way, but you got to stay on the program. It's easy to do it. You just got to do it every day for about 5 or 6 months. That's the way to lose weight and keep it off. Calitrin.com. Make sure you use the DJV code to save a lot of money buying your Calitrin product.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Elliot Robertson is here. His book, Say Yes to Life, is, if it isn't a bestseller yet, it ought to be, because it's all about what you can do. A lot of books have been written about happiness, certainly, over the last 20, 30, 40 years, Elliot. I want to know, from your perspective, you're obviously not objective, but you wrote the book, so why is your book going to help? And I don't mean not to get the others, but it's, you have to set your book apart for other people to want to engage. So what does set your book apart?
I appreciate that question. I do value the books on happiness that are out there. I've read some of them, and they're very helpful. You know, they have instructions. So a lot of the books in the self-help happiness arena just give you tips and exercises, instructions, and habits to develop and stuff like that. They're really a how-to manual. In my case, the book has some imaginative fictional storylines in it that invite the reader to just tap into their imagination. So it gives you a chance to really absorb the wisdom messages in the book at a deeper level.
Yeah, I think that's what has to happen. When people, you know, you look around at the reality, people just scratch the surface these days when it comes to stuff. I guess we would call it superficiality. And I don't know, it doesn't sound arrogant for me to say that so many people are so superficial with the way they look at things. And I don't, it is not about the blame game, although many times on my regular Monday through Friday program, I focus on the news media. But they've gotten to where they are because people accept what they do. And if you are in a place that you are not happy about, you've accepted that until you decide to do something about it. That's really kind of how it works, right? We all have moans and groans and aches and pains, and you know, we can do woe is me, or we can get off our butt and do something. And that's kind
it
of what you...
It is a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a choice to either say yes to life or to not say yes to life, to celebrate or to just go on with the same old from one day to the next.
Well, we have a lot of
pain and to blame.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think the news media helps feed that cycle, but they have to have willing participants. You know, they say they write the stuff they do and they feed the news out the way they do or whatever they're trying to feed you because the audience wants it. I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg in this circumstance. But you need to, if you're uncomfortable, you need to break that cycle. And as is suggested here by Mr. Robertson, find true happiness. This is just another step on that ladder, another rung. There could be any number of ingredients that you can use to help yourself. In every one of the chapters in this book, Mr. Robertson does offer ways for you to counter your conditioning that you have from maybe your parents, maybe the people that you work with. A lot of the great stories in here are very, very well focused. I want him to give you some of his insight because that's why he's here. Humanity, where we are, where we're going. Good Lord, that's a subject of people spend their lives trying to figure out the answer to that one question. Continuing on, this is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Moving along now with Elliot Robertson, we have some more time for Mr. Robertson, who writes in the book, quote, "Never before has humanity lived in an age so ripe for transformation, happiness, harmony." I don't know how much you believe in astrology, but the astrologer that's on this program, Laura Banks, and some of the other people who are into the astrology business have pretty much consistently, whether it's Eastern or Western astrology, I don't know if you follow that or not, Mr. Robertson, but said this is going to be a year that will help so many people, no matter what the age, because there are a lot of depressed people. The world is kind of sour at the moment. And so it seems to be changing. What do you think helps most people to change? Is it their own self-realization?
I agree with the astrologers that the time is ripe. And just to go back to the breaking the cycles that you were talking about a moment ago, that's really what my book offers, is different ways to break the cycles. One of them is appreciating your uniqueness and appreciating your unique gifts.
Yeah.
So if you can just, from time to time every day, take some time out to appreciate who you are in your essence, in your magnificence, and in your glory, bring the focus of your awareness and attention to the good things about you, the kindness that you show, your loyalty to friends. I love working on exercises that are sentence completions and just taking time to write down, I appreciate my loyalty, I appreciate my love for cats, I appreciate my willingness to learn, and so on and so forth.
I think that there is much benefit to writing. There is something that makes a better impression, I think, when you write things down, and is likely to help you succeed because that imprint, that visual imprint, gets into your mind, and somehow it has more of an impression than thoughts, although thoughts are things. If you put it down, it is more strength to hearing it or seeing it, that sort of thing. You've worked with a lot of people. Is there one thing that you find maybe to help folks that are listening that makes people stumble?
What gets in the way, well, there are a lot of things that get in the way, but one of the most common things that gets in the way is the monkey mind, the tendency to just spend a lot of time listening to the harsh mind and the harsh mind's judgments about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just not really noticing that you can let go of the old self-images and the old judgments. You can leave the past behind and move into the new.
You know, it's interesting. And the new is sort of spiritual, not necessarily religious. There are a lot of men who describe themselves as real men. I'm a real man. I don't do this sort of thing. I don't know about spirit. You know, there's an unwritten law that men are not supposed to do A, B, C, or D. I don't hold with that, and I think I'm every bit as much of a man as anybody else. But I see that there's a hole. There has been a hole in my life, and that's when it's. I think that's when it starts. That you recognize your own problem, your own life, and know that you need to deal, and then you sort of expand out to the greater universe. Yes, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And when you're doing that, you are opening yourself up to new possibilities for better or different beliefs about who you are, for recognizing the nobility and kindness within yourself.
Have you taken all seven of these keys that you write about, and did you perfect them yourself as you wrote into the book?
They are all keys that I like to work with. I'm not going to say that I've come to a point of perfection with them.
No, well, there's no such thing anymore as perfection, but working on yourself and helping others at the same time, that's quite laudable. Good for you. Elliot Robertson, the author of Say Yes to Life. Find it at sayyestolifebook.com here on Your Hidden Power.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A front row seat to savings.
All month long at Staples, you can save up to 40% on select chairs.
Executive or desk chairs for the office.
Right now, up to 40% off.
And gaming chairs for your home.
Also up to 40% off.
So whether you're outfitting your home, your office, or your home office,
take a seat and save big all month long at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20 while supplies last.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania leaving India after a whirlwind two-day visit. The president at a news conference discussing things like a possible trade deal with India soon.
They really like us, and I think they like us more now than they've ever liked us, frankly. We have a terrific, a really great relationship between the Prime Minister and myself.
The president also is saying that coronavirus is, in his words, very well under control in our country. Meanwhile, officials confirm that Iran's deputy health minister has tested positive for that rapidly spreading virus. Harvey Weinstein's lawyers say they plan to appeal after the former movie executive was convicted in New York City yesterday of rape and committing a criminal sexual act. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died. He was 91. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Continuing on, Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Uri Geller in Israel. You know, most of the time we spend talking about metaphysical experiences and your sensitivity and your ability to motivate people. But I wanted to, because you're in Israel, you're an Israeli native, and I moved back over to what event, the city, I just saw this the other day, Old Jaffa is the oldest port in the world. I did not know that. And you,
Well, not really. You just shocked me.
Really?
It's the oldest port in the world?
That's what I read. Yes, I was doing some studying about for the regular, the DJV program, and I was saw a focus on Tel Aviv, and then there was a focus on Old Jaffa. A part of the city originally was Jaffa, and then Tel Aviv came out of it in the modern era. But that port where your house is, right there,
yes,
the oldest
yes.
port in the world. So.
Unbelievable. I'll check this out because
right.
this is incredible. But anyhow, Doug, yes, we love living here. Yeah, just what, 4 hours ago, just a little over 4 hours ago, I was in London.
Really?
Now I'm in Jaffa.
You just got there. Yeah. I know. It's amazing how easy you can get around. Yeah. All right. So I want to talk to you about the, just about, normally, as I said, we talk about metaphysical stuff here. I want to talk about the Israeli election app and what people need to know. The personal information that was hacked, and we were just talking, you and I, off the air about getting hacked and WhatsApp and that sort of stuff. But because Israel is such a focus of technology, I think that you and I have explored some of those companies over there ourselves, but I know that clearly Israel is the fourth largest economy in the world, and much of it is based on technology. So what about this security breach? Are you concerned about your information, because you're a voter in Israel, being exposed?
Well, Doug, listen, you know, today any country, a major country, can interfere with any election. Mm. It's no big deal. It's crazy. There are companies who are set up just for that purpose.
Oh,
they
yeah.
charge an arm and a leg. They charge millions of dollars to influence the poor individuals who don't know that they are being used the word hack before, mm-hmm. that their minds are being hacked, because it's so easy. The internet has opened the biggest espionage portal that we could only have imagined this in science fiction movies. It's incredible. You know, Doug, I must tell you how advanced we are. You know that the human brain will be connected to the internet. There will be a nanorobots. You know what that is? They're so tiny that an eye can hardly see them.
Yeah.
And those nanorobots, they will be implanted into the human body and connect to a network in real time. This is incredible. And this is technology, or I would say that this technology is already available. It's available in Israel. I believe it's available in America. And I believe that the first port that it lands in are the secret agencies, NSA, CIA, Mossad, MI5, MI6, you know, the KGB, no doubt.
When you did your predictions for 2020, did you see this sort of, I know that you've done for a number of newspapers around the world, a number of things that are coming up this year for life here. There are a lot of people speculating there's a NASA, there's a program out right now. NASA's done a documentary on how it's working on exploring Mars and what they're doing behind the scenes. So what do you see? You know, we've talked a little bit about robots and whether they're going to be smarter than we are and all that stuff.
But, you know, Doug, honestly, the last frontier is not space.
No.
The last frontier is the mind. And that is incredible, because we are human beings. We are unlimited beings. We can manifest our own creative process. And it's beginning to take place. It's beginning to be more powerful. And going back, by the way, to those implants, you know, those implants will find their way into our brain cells. If you ask me to predict things, this is around the corner. Once they get into our brain cells, they will begin to transmit and encoded information and derive information from a supercomputer. I mean, computers will be clever as human beings. And we're definitely moving slowly but surely towards immortality. I know that I sound like I'm some kind of a crazy scientist.
No, you don't.
But I
buy everything. You and I have been friends. We've known each other a long time. I buy everything you're selling.
you see, Doug, we are just now beginning to explore quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement. And there was a brilliant piece in The Matrix, in the first Matrix, where a child is teaching Keanu Reeves how to bend a spoon. Mm-hmm. And then the child tells him, do not try to bend the spoon. There is no spoon. It's your mind that bends. You see, Doug, part of the illusion, part of the illusion that we are living in is that we think that everything is solid. Well, everything you observe with your physical senses is not solid. It's vibrational. So learning and absorbing this new information of quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement, you're telling me about influencing an election, that's going to be child's game. Children in school will be able to influence elections. I mean, it's crazy, but it's getting there. And and just to finish our conversation, I always want to tell and teach people that it's very important that you study yourself. We should study ourselves, because you are going to be amazed by yourself. So just start, you know, manifesting your own creative process. You know, I always believed in my powers. I always believed in my charisma, in my chutzpah. And to everyone now listening, remember this. You can start with nothing, and from nothing, from no way, there will be a way. You are the architects of your own lives. Please try to think. Start thinking this way. Start thinking positive. Be motivated and inspired to be successful. You are the architect of your life. You can achieve this. It's to do with positive mental attitude. It's to do with motivation, inspiration, believing in yourself, confidence, visualization, the power of positive thinking. Don't think negative. Think positive. Positive energy is what powers us. So get to start with this. And tomorrow morning, say to yourself, this is the first day of my new life. And you will, and the rest of your lives, and you will see that these things that I'm talking about will start penetrating into your life in a very positive way.
Uri Geller's website, urigeller.com, urigellerlectures.com. He's a motivational lecturer. I'm guessing that's why you went to London. I bet there are a lot of people who are happy to see you and to experience what it is that you offer. Certainly we get a taste of it every week on Your Hidden Power. Uri Geller, urigellermuseum.com is something you might want to check out as well for the opening of his museum sometime this spring. Thanks, Uri. In a moment, we visit with our psychic scout Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power. A reminder about your smile and how you're leaving lasting impressions on people when you smile, whether your teeth are beautiful and white or whether they're ugly and yellow and really have... I was around somebody yesterday, had such bad breath, their teeth were so yellow. Ugh. And it's bad for your gums. You've got to have clean teeth for your gums to be clean. Let's take care of that smile. Make your teeth look better than ever by using power swabs in just 5 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're on your way to a brighter smile using power swabs. The most advanced teeth whitening system. Power swabs are all natural. All you got to do once you order it at 800-208-1797. Take one of the tubes in the kit, snap it open, use the Q-tip and swab your teeth. And you'll watch in 5 minutes your teeth will be 2 shades whiter. Keep doing that and they get whiter and whiter and whiter. Plus, power swabs help to rehydrate and protect your enamel. No sensitivity here. It's just full bore taking care of what you need taken care of super fast, super easy. Doctor, dentist, hygienist approved. 800-208-1797. Get the best smile, the best and easiest way. Start using power swabs today. Get on the bandwagon. Get on the horn. You'll save a lot of money and your smile will be worth 1,000 words. Power swabs. 800-208-1797.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, is here with us. The idea of having feedback, I've wondered about this because a lot of people, when they hear you, whether it's word of mouth or I give people the way to connect you at psychicscout.com, the audience, if you, I don't call the audience, but the people who come to you, do they give you feedback? Do they tell you? I certainly would be happy to tell people, and I do tell people about you and my experiences with your help, and I wonder if other people do that and how it registers with those people who would come to you, who are maybe a little skeptical. What kind of feedback? If we go to psychicscout.com, do we find feedback?
Yeah. A lot of people have written in, and it's funny because a lot of times it won't be for like a year or 2 years or 3 years, and they'll come in and say, yeah, I came to see you a long time ago, and everything you said was right.
Right.
So, it's not always immediate, but, it keeps me going, and I really appreciate it.
Well, it isn't that just that it keeps you going and makes you feel good about what you're doing, validates what you do. But for other people, there's a validation as well. But when they have the information, oftentimes, do you find that people who are most successful reading with you are, if they keep in mind your suggestions, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that usually comes out in an hour, hour and a half, pretty powerful. So how do they hold on to all the information you give them?
Well, you know, I tell people it's there in your subconscious. You heard it, you know. Some part of you, if it's important and if it's real and it's true, it's going to resonate with you. And even if you don't consciously remember everything, you're subconsciously, unconsciously remembering things.
Mm-hmm.
So they find themselves making decisions that surprise them. You know, it comes on all levels. And then some people take really good notes and some people record and, you know, go back and listen again and realize, wow, everything she said came true, or almost everything she said came true. So,
well,
there's
I
a lot
think
of different ways.
Come to you to find happiness, no doubt about it. There are all kinds of questions about love and romance and money and health. Those are the usual areas. Astrologers get the same kind of questions and work in tandem with folks like you. I just wanted to underscore how easy it is to find this information at psychicscout.com. I'm a big fan of yours. I think it sounds like that on the air. And I'm a fan because what you do helps people. And we're here to help people on your hidden power. So if you would like a little less than institutional help, a lot of people who are trying to get good therapy from people, this is a wonderful way to do it from a wonderful person. Mary O'Malley is at psychicscout.com. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly Your Hidden Power.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remote.
remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Back into our flow here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Laura Banks, who is our resident astrologer. She actually will have a bigger role as this program moves forward because I think she's a great contributor, has lots to say, not only about astrology, but about things, the sensitive issues that we talk about and touch on here on Your Hidden Power. One of the things that people are asking about, other than how do I get to you, stargalnetwork.com, Laura Banks. So is it L Banks or Laura Banks? I should know that myself.
It's Laura Banks at Stargale Network. I just changed it. Hi,
all right,
thank you.
Good. To make it easier.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Stargale Networks. Okay. Anyway, the 3 times a year we go into Mercury retrograde always gives people a willies. So as we are entering into the first period this year of the retrograde, Mercury retrograde, what do you see? What do you think? What do you sense? What advice do you have for people who get all shaking? You know, they shake to their boots. Ooh, Mercury's in retrograde is going to be a bad one. Some of them are bad. Some of them are good.
I'm the anti-willies. I don't hold the Mercury retrograde in such demise. It really is an extraordinary time to sit back and look at things sort of in an indirect way. It really isn't a time for bad things to happen. It's a good time to sit back, maybe review where you put your energy in your life. So, you know, say, you know, you've got family and faith is important to you. You know, you put your energy into things that are, maybe you're overextending there. You know, mm-hmm. It's a time where you've been going, hustling to make something happen. Well, it's true. You can't sign contracts now. No big decisions. That's life. That's yin yang. It's a blessing. It's a positive moment. Until now, February 17th to March 10th, revisit yourself. Take in more. Be more intuitive. You know, everything flows and ebbs like the ocean. I really have always disliked the verdict that Mercury retrograde was a bad time. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful time to regroup. It's a wonderful time not to do anything very yang or massively directional. Doesn't mean
so
you
that
can't
contract
make
I have to pay you $1 million a year, I guess I'll put that on hold.
Yeah, I can't wait till March 10th, Doug.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I do have a couple of things with some other folks that I'm working on, and I started my conversation with a guy yesterday, and he wants me to call him this morning, and I thought to myself, you know what?
Make terrific strides right now. This is the time to have the conversation.
Well, I
Absolutely.
Have business dealings with a guy already. It's not like I'm starting something new. He just wants to expand on what we are doing, and I didn't like the first approach that he took, so I kind of ignored him, and he's come back to me with a different approach. He says it's a different approach. We'll see. But I was a little leery. You're telling me not to be merry because I have everything to gain. And
well, let's get his birth sign. Let's get his astrology chart done.
He'll be a little. He's a little tight when it comes to stuff like that. He's not. He's not our usual fan base, shall we say, here. Speaking of that, a lot of people listening want to know about the candidates, and I thought maybe each week for a while we could take the candidates who exist, who continue on. Mostly I'm interested in Trump and Bloomberg because I think that's where the battle is going to be, frankly. And I know you've done Trump's chart. Where'd you find out?
Well, June 14th, 1946, he's born in Queens, New York. The first thing that popped out when I looked at his chart was this tremendous lack of self-love and self-respect from a Venus conjunct Saturn. Venus is love. Saturn is sort of the killer of love. So he had a dominant, destructive relationship with the father.
Yeah.
And the father came from severe financial desire and fear. And I think that, Trump took that on. Financial loss and insecurity is big for him. So he's got this real self-loathing going on that we can all obviously see in how he and then fear of intimacy, fear of difficulty in connecting. A lot of Libra, which is two sides of the coin. That's why we have two very diverse aspects. But a lot of his planets fall in the sign of Cancer, which is the sign of the United States. And he's got another thing going on with Jupiter conjunct Chiron, which could make him messianic in nature, meaning he can go out. Everyone knows that. Anyway, he can go out and really magnetically attract people to follow him.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Which tells me it's karmic. There's something karmic going on with our country and this man that he's flushing out. And we could hold it as a positive.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. An insight into Donald Trump in a way that you don't usually hear. Good insight. Thank you. Laura is available at laurabanks@stargalnetworks.com. You can call for a reading 352-552-1243. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.